Lisa Bokeen, and we are two brown chicks changing the face of therapy on both sides of the couch. Yay!
I love it.
Yes.
And today we have back a third time.
Yes. Yes.
You are the only person that's been here multiple times. You came the first time. The conversation was so good. We had to bring you back the very next week.
Yes. Love
it. And so this week we are with J. Pierre Raven of The Woman's Earth.
Yes.
So we're going to talk all about what she's doing to empower women, and especially this upcoming retreat that's happening in Belize.
Yes.
It's all a dream. So I'm going to let Elisa, because Elisa has done a retreat before. I'll be going this year. This will be my first time.
Yes.
I'm so sad I didn't go last year, but that's okay. I'll be in Belize.
Amen.
Don't worry, I'll be there.
It'll be amazing.
So for those that don't know about the Woman's Earth and about, you know, what we're talking about with this retreat, which I think is so important, because I often see women asking, you know, are there retreats for women of color? You know, we're really wanting to feel like we're in safe and sacred spaces. And so for those that aren't familiar with the Woman's Earth, because you do more than retreats, can you kind of tell us about the Woman's Earth and what you're doing?
Absolutely. So first of all, I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy you're here too.
But the Woman's Earth has evolved from my home studio to a wellness movement. And basically, it's curating sacred, safe spaces for women to facilitate healing. So whether that space is in my home studio, where women come in and just pour into what I like to call our tribe, or it could be in Tobago, like where we were you know, a couple of months ago. And it is about creating a space that is just for us, by us. Because, you know, there are a lot of spaces out there, but they're not catering to women who are acknowledging that their layered issues, maybe issues that they're not even aware of why they have them. I wholeheartedly believe that in our DNA, we carry the trauma of our ancestors. And I feel that understanding that and acknowledging our ancestors and acknowledging that you're carrying that on top of your real life experiences, and how to peel that back using different modalities through therapy, Reiki, massage, spiritual readings, all of those things is very important. And there are a lot of women who are like, I don't want to get back to that. I want to know how to do that because life is too overbearing. And so the retreat is a sacred and powerful recharge. It also serves as just a sisterhood, a place where we can all come to and just really dive deep in authentic love. You know,
and it's so, you know, I've been able to witness your growth and your progression. And when you first introduced this, which was the first retreat was in Galveston. And I remember when you were, you know, I had the privilege of being able to facilitate at both of these, at Galveston and Tobago. But I remember when you were sharing with us what you were doing, I was like, Jay, that's a lot. You know, like how, and you know, I've shared this before. What I love about you is you have this vision and you don't stop until that vision, exactly as you see it, is played out. And when you were saying about, you know, we're going to have 50 women, you know, and at that time, beautiful spaces that, you know, you were able to rent out these beautiful beach houses. But I was like, you're going to have 50 women sharing spaces like that that don't even know one another. Okay, Jay, let's go with it. And it was so amazing. It was so beautiful. It's just what's created there is, not just what's created, but I think it really flips what people sometimes think about. You know, there's this narrative of women being catty, that women, you know, can't, you know, come together. And that experience, even as a facilitator, was transformative because of what is created. People are able to be vulnerable. And then the people that you find to help facilitate the different workshops, everybody brings something different. Yeah. And so it's so incredible to see how that's grown. So Galveston was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then when you said, we're going to Tobago and we're going to get, you know, 50 women. And I was like, okay.
To go to Tobago.
And we're going to get on a plane. Everybody.
Two planes.
You're like, I love y'all too much to make you do the ferry. Like,
right.
Thank you. But it's happened, and yeah. It was 50 plus women mm-hmm. at Tobago, which was incredible. I mean, and that's just what you kept hearing from all of the women attending was yeah. how transformative it was even there. And it's so hard to like verbalize. Yeah. I know Ebony's yeah. like heard me like yeah. oh my God.
Sharice was on. They were like, nobody gets the high on right now.
Like for real.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, you guys know because you're business owners and you know how it feels when you have this vision and it's on your heart and you know mm-hmm. it's something that you need to do
yeah.
for yourself and for others.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally, you know, The Woman's Earth will be 6 years old this year, and it wasn't until the Tobago retreat that I totally connected to the do it scared.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because I'm like, I ain't scared.
Yeah.
You know, right. That's what I do. But then, you know, I pray every day. Every day I pray for, you know, my family, my friends, mm. you know, the Woman's Earth, all of my tribe, everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a moment about a month away from the retreat, mm-hmm. right? We had already sold out. You know, I knew it was going to be 50 something women. And then, you know, I'm crunk, I'm excited. But then there was this moment when it was just me in my house, in my meditation space. And I was like, oh my God.
Mm. Right. Take care of 50 plus women.
Oh my God. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God, yeah. Like this is, you know, taking these women, I'm responsible
yeah.
for these sisters right. going overseas,
mm-hmm.
you know, and of course, you know, we did our due diligence in making sure we're going to be safe,
right.
you know, we vetted everything, but still,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, yes, it is an act of complete faith.
Absolutely.
And that's why prayer is so important to me,
mm.
you know, just petitioning, however you pray, whatever that is for you,
yeah, yeah.
when you put it out there, I wholeheartedly believe that the universe says, okay, okay, okay. So it's like, everybody, say a prayer for safety.
Yeah,
say a
yeah,
prayer, you know,
yeah.
that we get to where we need to be, mm-hmm. that we enjoy the food, that, mm-hmm. you know, everybody is
the
open.
Food.
The food. The food was so good.
I ate barracuda.
Right.
On the beach.
Yes.
On a private island.
Yes.
Yes, I'm sorry. The food.
No, yes, no. But it was just, I, you know, I totally related to Do It Scared in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing what can happen when you just continue to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Even though you're just like,
how's this going to work?
How's it going to work? You know,
yeah.
da, 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 and just trusting, not in trusting the process. We hear
right.
that all the time.
Right.
Trust the process. And all those affirmations
yeah.
that I say,
yeah.
you know, was just like a mirror just shot up in front of me. Like, are you going to trust the process?
Mm.
Are you going to continue?
Mm. Mm.
You know, are you going to, you know, like, are you going to scale back now
yeah.
because you're scared? You
right.
know, so,
all right.
so I just, and then it just made me just have, if it were even possible for me to have even more respect
mm-hmm.
for every sister that signed up to say, mm-hmm. I'm going to, because I don't reveal the agenda.
No, she does. That's the other thing. That was the other thing with the first one where she was like, be there. Bring this. You're going to have a good time. And I'm like, and people were like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, and yes, the agenda is always very carefully thought out
mm-hmm.
and so much attention to detail. But yeah, you were saying you
yeah.
don't reveal the agenda.
I don't, because I feel like, you know, it kind of feels like when some people say, I don't want to reveal my baby's name
mm-hmm.
until my baby comes. It's kind of like that, just keeping it sacred and praying over every aspect of mm-hmm. the agenda.
And she does this all the time
yeah.
offline, because like a lot of us, like, okay, I'm one of the facilitators. We don't know until like maybe a day if that before everybody else is like, Jay.
Tell us. Right. I know sisters are calling them, so I'm like, yeah. You're going to be able to truthfully, in all of your truth and authenticity, say, I really don't
right.
know.
Right, she does it for us. Right. Yeah. No, she loves that. She's like, okay, I'm going to tell you at the end of this dinner, I'm like, oh my God, like, people love this. So part of it is keeping it sacred, and part of it is she loves to watch it squirt.
I think a big part of that is like when people are seeing what it is, they're already forming in their mind the expectation of it, as opposed to like when you just experience it and focus on in the moment, as opposed to like, oh, I thought it was going to be this or this or that. Like, you don't even know. You're just there, and then you're experiencing it, and then it makes it even more intense and more powerful.
I'm sure. Yes, that's exactly what it is, because it's like, you know, you cannot put words on paper the experience that you experience at the self-love retreat, because you're co-creating your experience,
right?
And what I love about it is when you get into that space, you're given complete permission. Not that you need my permission to do anything.
Right.
But it's such a burden when somebody says, it's okay to just let this be completely about you.
Right.
It's okay to not think about anybody else in this space but you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's okay to only take care of you.
Right.
This is all about you. Let's assess your mind, your body, your spirit, your desires. Let's deal with that. You know, any trauma, anything that you're dealing with. That's why it's so important for me to have sisters that are therapists and that have different healing modalities in the space. And I don't have to do hard recruiting.
Right.
Those sisters come, you know, because they know that this is work that they need for themselves,
right.
and work that they are supposed to be doing for others.
Absolutely.
And so it's beautiful when we are given that permission and how we step in that space.
Yeah.
And it's just this overwhelming sense of love.
Yes. It really is. And it's, I think that's one of the things that I was really struck by at this last retreat was a lot of the women that were there were at the first retreat.
Right.
And, just even seeing the growth in those women and in you, like how you were saying, I did this scared, like, so seeing just watching like your growth and then kind of noting whatever growth that we had. So that was what was really interesting about this, is that there is, because with the Woman's Earth, you also do create a community there, right? Like, so you can be part of the Woman's Earth and be a member. And so you really have this community that you've created and that you do begin to form these bonds with, and you're watching the progression of all the women. And these retreats are very transformative. I mean, I remember after the first one, I was like, we went to Galveston?
Yeah.
And people were looking at the pictures like, where were y'all? We're like, we were in Galveston.
No, you wouldn't. That's my Galveston. I'm like, but it was.
It was. And in Tobago, same thing. It's like, what you said, you know, that was kind of my own personal kind of promise to myself, you know, because I'm a therapist, you know, so I have a history of people pleasing tendencies, right? And that was like, for me, the first time, and I remember thinking, this is just for me.
Yeah.
Like, it's for nobody else, and I'm enjoying this without the guilt.
Yeah.
This is something I need to do.
Yeah.
So I think for everybody that participates, it really is transformative.
Yeah.
Tell us how you come up with the themes. Because the first year was
redefining
the superwoman. Then last year was adjust your crown. And then this year is unveil her. So how do you come up with the themes each year?
Honestly, it has a lot to do with what I'm going through in my life, and then it just comes, you know. I like things to be catchy, you know. I know y'all can appreciate that from a marketing
For sure.
You know, redefining the superwoman, that was because we were just stuck between these two movements of independent woman but we still are human, like that movement of, if you don't like us, then leave us alone, you know, that type of thing. And so it's like, but I still have all this stuff to do.
Right.
And so there was a lot of conversation about when does the strong friend get to fall apart?
Absolutely.
When does the strong friend get to be vulnerable? And that, I remember seeing that. I served on a couple of panels where I just started equating, you know, when we hold sacred space for each other, that's like when you're in the church, mm-hmm. you know, and those church nurses are standing by. Mm-hmm. But when spirit moves and you're getting ready to release that trauma that's inside mm-hmm. and it's coming out, they're there to hold sacred space.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's what that was like redefining the superwoman. And you can fall completely apart and still be strong in that.
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely. And so it just came out of just experiencing those discussions and being able to relate directly to them. Mm-hmm. And then the theme, and then Adjust Your Crown, after Harvey. I had a birthday dinner, birthday brunch planned, and it was themed Adjust Your Crown. Mm-hmm. But it was planned way before we knew Harvey was going to be Harvey, right? Yeah. And I opted to, this was like literally 2 days after Harvey, you know, happened. And I was like, man, should I, you know, cancel it? Should I keep it going? So I actually did a poll in my event space. Like, I know a lot is going on. Like, I don't want to be insensitive. I'm going through it too. But y'all let me know what y'all want. They were like, have it. You know, like, we need something, you know. So we came together and it was just like, it was a mini retreat. You know, it was just like laying your burdens down. We prayed, we sang, we ate, we had fun. Mm-hmm. I had sisters that were there were like, I'm signing up today. I don't even know what's going on, but if this is, you know, any you know, piece of what we'd be experiencing it. But it's like, we're all creating it though.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
You know, right. I'm just hosting, but we're all creating that space, you know? And so it was like, okay, we're going to carry this forward, adjust your crown. Because we literally had to adjust our crowns after dealing with Harvey and then everything else that we deal with on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
you know? And Unveil Her was just kind of like, first of all, I thought it was cute.
Yeah. That's cute.
And Her, you know, is acronym for heal, empower, and restore. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you've adjusted your crown, you understand your worth, you know that there's strength in being vulnerable mm-hmm. and getting help for yourself. But now it's like, you're still like this, we're still blossoming.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a lifetime
process
of blossoming. So let's just, hey, this is who I am, you know, and let's, as we all come into our own, let's support each other. Let's move for each other's win. Let's remind each other, girl, you got it going on.
Right.
I saw this meme the other day and I was like, oh my God, that is so us. That is so me. That is so my sisters, where it was like, women of color do not have to really say anything when you give a compliment. Did you know that? It was like, we just go, yes, shoes. We already know what it means.
Like, right, dress.
You know, I don't know, but you know, it's just this innate desire to let your sister know you're doing it.
Right,
you know what I mean?
To celebrate one another. Which I love. And I love that, and it's genuine. It really is genuine, you know, from the very first retreat and all of the gatherings, the brunch that you just had the New Year's Eve brunch. Even that, like, I was at the very first one.
Yeah, you were.
I was at the very first one. So
at the studio.
Yes. And it was amazing. Jackie from Melodrama Boutique. Yes. I remember her sharing her story. And I was like, oh my God, this is so amazing. And of course, you also have the privilege mm-hmm. of being married to a chef.
Amen. Shout out to my husband. Hey, mama.
And so, you know, he had done all the catering with shrimp and grits and chicken and waffles. And I was like, oh my God, this is so fun. And hearing Jackie's story. And I was so moved by it. And so, but seeing from there to being at the, what is the name of the?
Space 4102.
The one that we just had.
Oh, the one. Oh, yeah. Ensemble Theater.
Theater.
That was
like,
amazing.
Look, and that's just in a couple of years how much this movement has grown and so much fun. Right. Ebony was one of the presenters at that one. People are just excited and we come together. We're so excited and so welcoming of new women coming in. It's just contagious.
It's
just contagious.
It is.
Especially when you see it in person. Because I've been adjacent this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to some of the events and things like that. But, like, to especially the brunch, to see, like... And y'all know, it's a lot for me sometimes.
But that energy is just, yes, the energy is just like, it can be overwhelming, but it's like fun and loving and just like supportive and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay. Like, it's genuine. It's like, yeah. like you said, it doesn't feel like it's forced or anything like that. Yeah. Like, y'all just really enjoy each other and really want to support each other in any way that you can. And so I was telling her, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to be a member. Jay, don't listen. No,
she's
not. I'll sponsor a sister. I'll pay for somebody membership. She was like, no, you're going to be a member. I was like, okay.
I told her, I was like, you can't say no to Jay. And she's like, I see that now.
Like, I'm gonna sponsor somebody.
No, you're gonna sponsor yourself.
But I am curious, like, how do you, because you have such a variety of women and different beliefs, and even like we always talk about the healing, and it's so much more healing than therapy. Like, we are pro therapy all day, every day, but we recognize that there's so many ways you can heal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, how did you, I'm just curious, like, even presenting that to women of color in particular, was there any concern there that there would be some pushback on, like, Reiki, energy, you know, that type of stuff, even though when you look at the history, that's been a part of our history, but, you know, was there any concerns?
I didn't have any concerns there, only because I had already took my own personal journey through that. You know, I grew up in a conservative Christian household, and anything that was not of the Bible was not good.
Right.
And so I had to go through my own reconditioning of, I can love people and respect their process of healing and respect their spirituality and still stand strong in mine.
Right.
And so when I figured out that I could do that, I know other people could do that too.
Right.
And I know how it feels to want to be released from trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're there, you really just need the permission to love people regardless of their spirituality.
Right.
Like, and so, like, at my birthday brunch, the Adjust Your Crown, I had my sister pray from who was Muslim. I had my sister pray who practiced Ifa, and I had my sister pray who was Christian.
Mm-hmm.
All to open up the brunch, because just to say, there was no, is this okay?
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Whatever your heart speaks to, you can do that. And I asked them each to do that, not saying, is this okay if this person? No, because you should be able to do that strong in what you do. And they did it side by side, and it was beautiful, and everybody was like, it's like, all of a sudden, the energy shifted to, oh, finally.
Right.
We don't
have
to be judgmental. Okay, good.
Right.
We don't have to cast nobody to hell. Okay.
Right. Right.
You know, like, it's a burden to be in a place of judgment.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a burden to have to carry. But to know that I can be strong, thank you, because I keep doing that, right? I can be strong in my spirituality and still respect my sister.
Absolutely.
That is such a beautiful space to be in.
Yeah.
So, but I get it. You know, if, you know, 20 years ago, I would have been like, but that, I wasn't ready for that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't ready, but for the women that are ready and willing, they're going to come regardless. And there was even one of the sisters that attended in Tobago actually sent me a note and said, I feel so free to be able to stand in my Christianity next to my sister who might not be Christian.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, that is going to help me with what I want to do through my platform.
Right.
Like, I now have a completely judgment-free zone because of that experience.
Right. Well, and I think that's the tone that, again, we keep coming back to. It's the love, the acceptance, the support, and it's, I see you, right? Like, I see you, and you bring that to the table, wonderful.
Yeah.
That just enhances the experience.
Yeah.
And it really is. It really is this beautiful vibe that you have, you know, created, and that it's just, I think it's in your sincerity and in your authenticity that it has just caught on.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, there's not even a thought about it.
Yeah.
It's like, It's not even really,
this is just who you are.
Yeah.
And I think that speaks, a lot of times we talk about, like, genuineness, authenticity as mental health professionals, and, like, being who you are, and the fact that you're like, I'm going through this, so there must be other women that would feel the same way I feel. When you're looking at your audience or looking at, you know, how do you present yourself, or what do I, is what I have good enough for other people? And it's like, well, if one person likes it, there are probably another 1,500, 3,000 people that will also like it.
Yeah.
You just got to find that one person and it'll grow from there.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've learned, I've shared this before, that I really have learned from you has been asking for help. You have like, you're just like, can you help me with this? Can you, you're good at that. Help me. Like, you are so good at that. Like, you're so good at that. And that's from the first one to especially the second one in Tobago, like being able to coordinate all of that. It wasn't just you.
Right.
You know,
right.
You had a team of people.
Definitely.
And that is one of the things that I have taken away, not just, you know, in business, but just in life, know, and we've had our own personal moments where I'm like, okay, let me ask Jay for help, you know, and that strengthened our, you know, friendship.
Absolutely.
But I have really learned that from you, and it has stayed with me of the importance of, you know, Superwoman can ask for help, help me adjust my crown, you know, and how necessary it is to accomplish anything.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, in your 20s, you know, you pull all-nighters and, you know, it's not going to affect you the same as when you move into your 30s and your late 30s and eventually your 40s and all that. And I remember I was on a radio segment by with an elder that I respect, and Hataji. And she told me a story, and I was like right in the midst of just pulling all these all-nighters and trying to get it all done. And she was like, you know, self-care is so important, and listening to your body and not putting yourself to the point of life or death. She was working on all her projects. She had all this stuff going on. She had a radio show. She was doing all this stuff. And she was in grad school. And she was writing her, working on her dissertation for grad school. And she literally felt her hands going numb and her body feeling a little weird. But she just literally shook it off. Like, I got to finish this.
Right, right.
And she ended up having a stroke.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Wow.
You know what I mean? And that stayed with me.
Yeah.
Because she was trying to do it all.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, that's me right now. I'm trying to do it all.
Yeah.
So asking for help is an act of self-care for me.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because as a Virgo, you know, and one and a planner and somebody that's like, it's got to be, you know, we got to do it right. We got to do it with quality and all this and that. I want to make sure that it happens, but I will try to do it all myself.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's not healthy. It's not sustainable.
Right.
I want to be, you know, God willing, a 70-year-old woman that's full of life and vibrant and doing yoga and all those things. So I'm not going to get there if I'm not taking care of myself.
So true.
So, and then there are so many amazing women with amazing gifts and skills that want to use them. They want to help. You know what I mean? And so it's like, let's do this. Let's this is truly tribe life. When a tribe of lionesses go out to hunt, you know, there might be a host, if you will, but they all
are
risking their lives to get this food. You know what I mean? And everybody eats at the end, including the men. You know what I mean? Like, it's a tribe thing.
It's a collection of individuals.
We have to support each other. And then we have to be the ones to say, also, you know, I endeavor to be the person to say, how can I help you?
Yes, you do.
You know what I mean? Like, what can I do to help you? And it's in those moments when I'm feeling like my cup is full and everything is going good.
Right.
I'm like, okay, everything is like aligned. Everything is good. I'm well rested. Who can I help today?
Right.
Let me use this energy to help my sisters. Who can I help today? And I'll reach out to somebody when I'm in that moment, which are many times, you know, just to say, how can I help you? What do you need? You know? And that feels good.
Yes.
That feels good.
I love it. I love it.
So can you give the details? You can't sign up today. Unless you're a member.
If you're a member, you can go ahead. And they're a member.
Yes.
We are members. These two dope therapists are members.
We are. But if you're not a member, you have to wait until Monday.
Oh, you can become a member?
Oh, you can become a member.
You can become a member.
So registration to the public opens Monday, January 28th. You'll be able to go. You can go to thewomansearth.com/retreat and it will direct you to the retreat page, and you can read all the information. You can also look at stuff from
Tell them where we're going.
we are going to Belize.
So excited.
Belize is such a beautiful country.
Oh my goodness, I'm so
excited. Visited a couple of years ago with Baba, and we had such a good time, a really good time. It was like chill time because we stayed on one of the smaller, quieter islands. Mm-hmm. Belize is like a country full of beautiful little islands.
Right.
And I say little, but they're not little. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
But the island we chose is just going to be amazing. The accommodations are going to be
location
at,
is gorgeous.
Yes, Mahogany Bay Resort. Whew. Is so beautiful. It's the first luxury resort for Belize.
Yes.
It's part of the Curio Collection from Hilton. Mm-hmm. And they are like very excited to have us. So awesome. And it's going to be amazing.
Yes.
I'm going to go in the summertime because I like to taste yes, and I like to look and feel and meet folk and yes, and drum up the energy.
Yeah, you start getting the
we people, coming, yeah. we coming. Get ready. So I'm excited about that. Yes. And then I'm going to do it scared all over again. Like, it's
so excited.
And if they want to join the Woman's Earth?
Yes, join our tribe. You can go to thewomansearth.com. And click join, and you can look at all of the different levels we have. And you don't have to be in Houston to join. Yeah. We have a general membership that gives you connection to our virtual community. You get our signature shirt. You get discounts on our events. We are going to start going to other cities at some point in life.
Yeah.
We want you to join us. And it's just a beautiful community where we support each other. We celebrate each other. We offer different tools. The sisters are always doing something.
Right.
Something amazing. Right. Like, everybody's always got something great going on.
I'm always like, do you have this date available? Because I'm going to do a workshop.
Yes.
What about this date?
Yeah, we have to, check in with each other. We have to have a tribe calendar at the end of it just to say, okay, what's going on where? You've ventured off into webinars and things like that. So that's great, too, for our virtual community, which is growing. Mm-hmm. So join us. I'd love to have you. It's all about curating sacred, safe, self-love spaces.
And you have regular classes there.
Yes.
You have yoga.
Yes.
You have Afrobeats classes.
Yes.
You have the Zumba.
Yes.
Regular, you have the upcoming healing circle.
Yes. So it's all about pouring into you on a regular basis, right? So as Elisa said, we have classes throughout the week, yoga, meditation, dance, fitness. We also have a program called Holy Mama for our expecting and postpartum mamas.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually getting ready to kind of relaunch, rebrand that program. I have an amazing coordinator. She's just Sierra Sankofa, she's awesome. She's a member of the tribe, too. You guys should have her on. She's really cool.
Yeah. Yes.
So we're going to be relaunching that. And so we have a lot going on. But it's all about supporting you on your journey so that you know you're not alone. And then we have fun. And
A lot of fun. If you've seen the episode with Charisse was here a few episodes back. I keep seeing Charisse is there. I don't know if she's still on.
I know she went there.
So we have, that was one of the things about Tobago, like, yes, we have these beautiful moments, spiritual, deep healing, and then we have a lot of fun.
I gotta tell this story. So Tobago has an island tradition of decades called Sunday School. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday there's a street party. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday. When I went to visit and did the street party, I was like, my sisters have to do this, right? Like, not typically, you wouldn't typically take your women's retreat to a street party.
We went.
We had buses and we went. And we formed a circle in the middle of Sunday school and was like doing a soul train circle.
Yes.
And I looked up and there's a circle around the circle. And it was a circle of these beautiful men from Tobago, like not being disrespectful, keeping a very healthy distance, but they were just
watching.
Who are these people?
It was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's all about supporting you, you know, even if you're the most what I consider put together person, you know, and you've got it going on, you're still carrying some things, you know, and you need support. Everybody deserves support. And one of the things that I've noticed personally is that strong woman who's vocal, who speaks for herself, who demands respect, you know, sometimes she's dehumanized.
Yes.
As if, you know, attacked.
If you're not wearing everything.
Yeah, if you're not falling apart in front of us, right, you know, not to mention you just want a sacred space to do that.
Right.
But if you think you're all that, now I'm putting things on you,
right,
and you're not human, so I'm going to talk about you, I'm going to attack you, I'm going to lie on you, I'm going to do all these things. I've experienced that.
Yeah.
People trying to break you for no reason.
Yeah.
And it's out of their own trauma. It's out of their own, like, layered issues that they haven't dealt with. So the woman's earth is to support that woman and every woman in between.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
To say, there's nothing wrong with you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to... you don't have to succumb to somebody else's negative energy or negativity. Yeah. We already got enough of it,
enough.
Period.
Yeah.
Just because we wake up in the skin we're
absolutely.
In, enough of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah, we're here to affirm you. We're here to make sure that you know you're good. And if you're not feeling so good, we got sisters in the tribe that can help you and support you, like these sisters.
Yeah. Right.
You know? So that's what it's about. So I'd love for you guys to join us.
Yes, we're going to be there.
Yes,
we're going to be there.
Come join us.
Danielle Bowman, who is also part of our Melanin Mental Health Truth, she'll be there. So,
it's going to be amazing, y'all.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
It's such a beautiful country.
Yes.
It really is.
So next week, they can sign up for the retreat. Next week, you all have...
It's Friday.
I'll be at the Woman's Earth for the Sister Circle.
Yes.
We're talking about relationships.
Yes.
Which is my favorite topic to talk about, so I'm excited about that.
Yes. It'll be the first... Women's Circle,
self-love women's circle
of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Our last, Alisa did a one at the end of the year, December 22nd, and then we're starting the self-love women's circle on Friday. So we have something every month just to help us recharge, restore, release.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to have you.
So they follow you across social media at
The Woman's
Earth.
DWOMANS Earth. That is thewomansearth.com. That is at The Woman's Earth on Twitter, Instagram, and The Woman's Earth on Facebook.
Yes. So, all right.
And info at The Woman's Earth if you wanna send me a note.
Awesome.
Yay.
So. Thank you for being here today.
We appreciate you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I hope we see some of y'all at the retreat.
Yes.
I am very excited.
Yes.
Of course, you can follow us at Melanin and Mental Health across social media, Melanin Health on Twitter, melaninandmentalhealth.com. Make sure you go over there right now. We had we have a full directory because we hit 20,000 on Instagram.
Yay!
I believe you said we're at 8,000 on Facebook or something.
Yes,
that's amazing. So we opened up the directory. So check out, if you're looking for a therapist, go check out the directory today. There are plenty of people up there for you. If you haven't signed up, make sure you do that now.
Yes.
And of course, Dope Gear. I have my shirt on. You can see it. Melanin Health. Check out melaninmentalhealth.com/shop.
And we'll see you next week.